is a state park like none other, a place where your entrance fee allows you the chance to find something far more valuable than what you paid to get in. And many think it's a fun way to spend a few hours or a few days with family. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Crater of Diamonds State Park is a place you can visit today to mine for diamonds. But Sarah Reap explains, this type of mining doesn't have you venturing underground.
It's an open search area. It looks just like farmland that you would see anywhere in the state. But we actually plow it so grass doesn't grow on it, and we kind of keep those rows nice and open for people to dig.
It's the only place in the country that you can come mine for diamonds in the gem's original source. You can rent equipment or bring your own, as long as it is not battery operated.
A lot of people will bring their own buckets, shovels. People will make their own screen sets and wagons. Wagons are a big one that a lot of people will bring themselves.
Sarah says a good time to find diamonds is about 3 days after a strong rain, as it helps erode some of the soil to which the diamonds cling.
Surface searching is a really good technique. You don't need any equipment for it. You can kind of just walk out there. About 1 in 10 of our diamonds are found that way, and they tend to be our larger ones.
People find diamonds here quite regularly. You keep what you find.
We have about 1 to 2 a day that are found. We have had some impressive finds here. One of the largest diamonds ever found in North America was found here in the 1920s during one of those private operations. It was the Uncle Sam diamond, a little over 40 carats.
Some finds in the 1970s when the park opened measured about 15 carats. And Sarah reminds that there are other gems you can find besides diamonds.
A lot of people will come out here to find some amethyst. We also have peridot, garnet, spinel, some kind of more unique things that people can find out here.
The dig site at the park has little shade, so come prepared for heat in the summer or a possible downpour. Park staff have a table where you can bring stones you find and get help identifying them. Many see it as a fun way to spend time with family, digging through the soil, looking for diamonds and other valuable gems. Traveling the countryside in Murfreesboro, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.